This is Debbie Gagish with the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to WRMR Power Talk Radio for Revenue Marketing Leaders. Twice a month, or sometimes three times a month, we meet to talk to a real revenue marketer and learn their tips and tricks on how they've made the transition from traditional marketing to revenue marketing. And before I introduce our guest today, I would like to take a moment to define the term revenue marketing for all of our brand new listeners. In the world of PPG, revenue marketing is simply the process of transforming marketing from a cost center to a revenue center. And almost every single B2B marketer is feeling the pressure to be accountable for revenue or some type of financial metric. And very simply, revenue marketing is the discipline to achieve that level of financial accountability. Now, you guys know the drill. Every single person that we have on the show is actually on the revenue marketing journey, or they have been on the revenue marketing journey, and they're here to share with you what works, what does not work, and their own gotchas or those hidden roadblocks. Now, every once in a while, we have a very special guest on the show, and one of the things that we started this year was inviting some of our senior folks from the Pedowitz Group to come on the show, because when I took a look at the market and I took a look at all the talent, all the experience that we could have on the show, it suddenly dawned on me, wow, we have all these incredible marketers, these incredible revenue marketers who work in our company, so why don't I have them on the show every once in a while and hear what their opinions are. So today I'm very, very pleased to introduce Angela Sanders. Angela is our VP of Client Management at the Pedowitz Group, and Angela is going to talk to us today about a really important topic, and that is how to gain executive support to implement agile marketing. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
So why don't you begin, Angela, by telling our listening audience a little bit about your background as a revenue marketer and your current role at the Pedowitz Group.
Absolutely. So I have been in marketing in various different capacities for about 18 years now. And I started out my career kind of in the digital space from the beginning, doing websites and e-commerce sites, things like that, and have moved kind of into creating campaigns. Before I came to the Pedowitz Group, I worked for Aon Risk Services, and I actually enabled a marketing automation system and rolled it out across the globally across ARS, and basically implemented revenue marketing. At the time, I didn't know it was revenue marketing, but that's what I was doing. And that brought me to the Pedowitz Group about 6 years ago, and I have played various different roles at TPG, from helping companies enable their marketing automation, helping them guide them on their strategy in various different areas related to revenue marketing. And most recently, for the past couple of years, I've been managing our client management group, which consists of all of our project managers. All of the projects that we do run through my group to manage, as well as our operations group. So my reach is just extending and helping all of our clients on their revenue marketing journeys.
Okay, thank you for that synopsis. That's really excellent. And I think what's important about today is that you touch and you work with so many different companies. And I'm sure as you've worked with those companies, Angela, you see the different types of things that they do on their revenue marketing journey, and you also see them adopting practices such as agile marketing. And agile is really what we want to talk about today, and agile is a term that has been popularized really by a lot of different people, but specifically I think Scott Brinker, who's the founder of MarTech and the author of Hacking Marketing, which just came out in March 2016, really has been a huge proponent of agile marketing. And Scott describes agile marketing as something that includes agility. It helps accelerate strategic and operational tempo. It's something that happens in a continuous loop. It's not stop and start. It really sets up micro customer experiences instead of one big bang. It really engages audiences 24/7. It includes lots of experimentation and testing. It's a way to scale for growth. It includes integration across the organization, across many stakeholder groups, as an engine of growth. And it really is about the democratization of marketing. And, of course, a lot of these characteristics for agile marketing is really based on principles borrowed from software development practices. And I think it really strikes a chord with today's marketer who's kind of like struggling to understand, you know, how the world of marketing has been turned upside down. So, Angela, when you take a look at marketing today, and we're going to kind of get into agile, but, you know, how would you describe the current situation as it relates to marketing?
So I think, you know, the world is just kind of exploding, right? So digital technologies are changing really, really quickly right now, especially for marketing. And as that's happening, you know, consumers are, they're getting smarter about filtering out their information because they're just getting barraged with all of this different communication and information every day. So they're getting smarter about how to use the technologies, adapt to what they have, and filter things out. And at the same time, their expectations are changing constantly as well. And so as new technologies come on the scene, they expect, you know, the things that they're getting to emulate and use those new technologies. So I think that's why you're seeing the agile marketing become kind of the new standard way for going forward with marketing, because marketers are forced into a position where they have to be constantly reacting to new technologies, the changing customer preferences, and there's no silver bullet. I can't tell any given company, if you just do this, your marketing is going to succeed, right? Everybody, they have to go through their own journey. They have to test their own marketing things and constantly be reacting to the results they see from those tests.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we see, and again, you know, at TPG, we work with a lot of different customers and a lot of different industries and customers from all different size companies, and we're certainly seeing them challenged in this current situation today. And if you were going to more completely describe the challenges that marketers are seeing in this environment, what would you say about that?
Well, I think, you know, one of the big things that I see is that as marketers are starting to adapt this kind of agile marketing, you know, the theory and method for doing their marketing moving forward, it's very difficult for them to then convince their executives to go down this path with them. So what happens is, as a marketer, you've got to be able to budget and plan in advance to get that budget, right? You can't go into your CFO and say, I'd like a bunch of money and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but trust me, I got this, right? You've got to be able to say, here's my plan, here's the results that you're going to see out of this at the end of the year. So your C-suite expects you still to have that level of planning, but you know, in order to make your marketing effective, you have to be much more agile and flexible in how you do that. So how do you get that funding and secure that funding when you can't provide that solid plan for a year that you know is going to be the magic bullet and that's what's going to get your results?
So that's a great question, Angela. It's like a little bit like the chicken and the egg, right? You can't perhaps say exactly what you will get for the money, and yet you have to ask for the money so you can begin making these changes. So how does a marketer reconcile those two things?
So I think, you know, what you really have to ask yourself is, can you secure that executive support that you need for agile marketing in order to implement it? And I think there are a couple of different dimensions to that. The first one is, can you actually convince your executives of the need for that change in marketing? So a lot of times what I'll hear from customers is, you know, well, our industry is different or our company is different, right? So something that is a, quote, general marketing trend, they don't necessarily just agree that that's going to apply to them. So first you have to work on convincing your executives that, you know, the digital changes that are happening actually apply to your market, be able to create that solid plan for change so you can convince them that you can actually bring the whole organization along with you, because it's not just, you know, you as a marketing executive saying, I want to do agile marketing and running off and doing that. There's a lot of things that need to be in place, and you need to bring everybody along with you. So you have to have a change management plan, and you have to prove that those changes are actually going to improve the results over what you were doing previously. So
well,
that's,
you know,
one major dimension
really,
of it.
I think what's really good about the market today, Angela, and I completely agree with that, you've got to be able to show that the digital changes do apply to you and your company. You have to be able to convince executives of the need, you know, for this change. And the great news today is there's so much evidence for that. You know, you could Google just about anything and get really great stats and statistics that are based on real life examples of how companies are using agile techniques to improve what they're doing in marketing. And you and I both worked in a day when we were implementing marketing automation systems where there was very little evidence of anything, because we were both very, very early in the market. But they can get that proof. So I guess what you're saying is the first thing is that these marketers have to kind of think like business people, and they have to say, not just give me some money, but they have to say, you know, what's going to be in it for the executive, what's in it for the company, and what are those proof points that I can bring forward so I can create a business case for why this is important for our company.
Absolutely, and there's a couple different ways you can go about that. I mean, with the advent of all of this new technology, market research is actually easier than ever. You can go out and do social listening, you can do digital surveys, you can kind of analyze your digital marketing results to help prove your point and get all kinds of metrics that relate to you specifically as a company. It doesn't even have to be general, you know, proof points in general in the industry. You can get very specific results. And the other thing that I think is really important is creating a pilot program. So if you want to show that this change is really going to work, get in there and create a pilot campaign or program where you can show how those small incremental changes actually will improve how you're doing marketing and will actually improve how you're using your marketing dollars to get better results over time. So another area that you have to think about is creating a change management plan for your company. So, you know, executives, they want to see this is a significant change. So you want to make sure that you have a solid change management plan that includes all the stakeholders. And that's not just marketing, it's your executives. And don't forget your sales team. I think the sales team is an incredibly important stakeholder in this. So how are you going to put all of the things that you need in place, communicate with everybody, and then bring everybody along with you on this journey? So having those proof points, having that pilot in advance are great ways to help prove to the whole organization that this is the way to go and this is something that will work for your organization.
I think that makes so much sense. And again, I really like the way you started this by saying not just the general proof points, but data that you actually have in your company and about your clients and your customers today. And then your point about creating a solid plan for change, I love that. And also using thinking about all the different stakeholders that has to be involved. So, and thank you for carrying on. I did get disconnected, everybody. It happens every once in a while, but I'm back. And then, Angela, when you think about, you know, can you convince executives of the need for the change in marketing, and when you talk about that pilot program, what kind of proof do you get from a pilot? Can you be more specific about that?
Yeah, so we've done this a lot. This is part of what I did in my previous role, too, when I was rolling this out globally, is, you know, just do some small campaigns and show how The whole point of Agile is to have very short planning cycles and say, what am I going to do for the next 4 weeks? And then look at the results at the end of that 4 weeks and be able to create the next four-week plan based on that, right? So if you could do that for, you know, a couple of months to show I can look at all the results, see what's working and what's not working, and quickly pivot to drop those things out of my plan that aren't working and do more of the things that are working and then show even better results at the end of month two than I did at month one, that really shows that you can create some momentum with this if you have all the right things in place. And so
are there
ultimately...
Are there any specific directional metrics that you've seen people use successfully? And it could be anything from an improvement in open rate or a funnel stage conversion or any of those things, but any directional metrics that you see at the stage that you think executives get excited about?
Yeah, I mean, so it kind of depends on how much of a closed-loop system you have and how long your sales cycles are. Most of the B2B firms we work with have much longer sales cycles, so it's hard to get to, an opportunity or a closed opportunity. But at least if you can get to marketing qualified leads to say, if we've all agreed on what the definition of a good lead looks like, so I can show you that I can get more marketing qualified leads, that should ultimately lead to more sales at the end of the day. So you do kind of have to make sure that your systems are set up to track that and that you all have shared definitions. But once you do, I think that is usually fairly exciting for people to at least just see more MQLs coming in the door and that number ticking up.
I agree. I think MQLs speak for themselves for sure. So let's take a look at this idea of, kind of like the first stage that you described is really kind of building a business case, Angela. Can you convince executives of the need for the change in marketing? And you've talked about, can you show that digital changes apply to the market? Can you create a solid plan? And can you then pilot and have some proof points that you can get people to buy into? And that, to me, those are three solid steps in building that business case to get attention. But then, Angela, the next question is, can they secure the budget? So how do you see that playing out?
Right. So like I said, it's really hard to walk in and just say, give me a bunch of money and I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. So you still have to have a detailed plan, even in Agile marketing. It's going to look different. It's certainly going to be more directional in terms of we're going to spend this amount of money on these different channels and this is the total amount we want and here's what we think the results are going to be from that, more so than here are the 15 specific campaigns that we will be running. So it is going to look very different, but as long as you did the first step and you've got your executives comfortable with the idea that you are going to use the budget in the wisest possible way, that's really one of the most important things.
I could not agree more, because I think at the end of the day, what executives want to see is not this black hole of no return when it comes to money and marketing, but that you really are acting like a business person and are being responsible with that. And speaking of business, person, is it really possible to show ROI against Agile marketing efforts?
I think it is. I think the challenge is that you have to make sure you've got the right MarTech stack in place to get that closed-loop reporting that you want. Because the worst thing you could possibly do is go through all of this and then not be able to report back what your results are, because that's just going to get your budget yanked. Right? You have to be able to show at the end of the day, here's what I think I'm going to get, here's what I actually got, here's the path that I'm on, and be very open and transparent about that with your executives so that you can continue to secure the funding and be flexible in how you're using that money. So that's it's an important step that you have to take before you can even start down the path of considering switching to this Agile approach.
So I'm hearing two things when you talk about Agile, Angela. I'm hearing that there's quite a bit of change that marketing has to manage. And the change really is marketing is going to operate in a different way. It's going to do experiments, and it's going to act more like a business. And so it really involves marketing being able to lead a lot of change. And then the second area is they really have to have the right MarTech stack in place in order to do these things that we're talking about. So one is, how do you be a better change agent? And the second one is, how do you make sure you've got the right technology and you're optimizing it? So maybe you could comment on the first piece first, and that's all about the change. How have you seen marketers be successful? I mean, I think the steps that you've talked about have been very good, very detailed, and these are the things that marketers need to do. But when you think about that broader level of change that marketers need to drive, how have you seen companies or marketers be successful in changing who they are in the company?
Well, I think you can't underestimate the size and scope of a change like this. So it really is, it's a huge difference. And I remember when I was doing a lot of strategy work at TPG, I would walk into a client and I would tell them up front, look, this is going to be at least a 3-year journey for you to get to where you want to go. And the response every time was, we don't have that kind of time, right? It's always an urgency. We got to show results. We got to show stuff now. You have to be realistic about what you can do. It's not you won't be able to show any results immediately. It's that you have to give it time to actually work and permeate through the organization. You can't give it 2 months, and then if it doesn't, you know, change your whole world, you give up and you go back to what you were doing before. You really do have to give it a lot of time. You have to realize that it does significantly affect every part of your marketing and sales organization, and work to create consistent communication plans and really bring people along with you. So, there's a great analogy about change management. I can't remember the authors, but it's a book called Switch, How to Change when Change is Hard. And the analogy is, it's an elephant with a rider on a path. And the elephant is the emotional part of people's brains, and the rider is the logical part, and the path is the environment. And you have to have all those things lined up to kind of get the elephant from point A to point B. And so, obviously, the biggest factor in all that is the emotional part, the elephant, right? So even if logically everybody understands that's the right way to go and you set up the whole environment, you have to bring people along emotionally on that change so that they feel like this is the right thing to do and they're invested in that.
I love that analogy. I could not agree with you more. A lot of times the emotion is the biggest part of it. You know, marketing really transforms their role and the value in the organization, and that has a lot of emotion and a lot of politics, a lot of other things behind it. So I really like that analogy. And so the second part to my question was, in order to be successful with Agile, you have to have the right technology and you have to be able to optimize it. So how are marketers achieving that?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. This is often one of the toughest pieces to it. So you have a lot of technology in place, and a lot of times people have what I like to call Franken systems, right? They have stitched together all these different systems, and now they have this great big huge monster of a system that's so customized it's hard to change any one piece of it without affecting everything else. So it's, you know, it becomes very difficult to really look at all of your systems and figure out how things are integrated and get the things that you need in place to get the data flowing correctly. Or the other thing that happens is you just don't have the systems there. And honestly, that's usually an easier situation, right? If you don't have a system today, it's easier to go find the right systems, knowing what you need to do now, and be able to put those systems into place. But the key is you've got to have something there. It's got to be consistent and it's got to be integrated so that you can see a closed loop reporting system and get those metrics out that you need.
I could not agree more. And you're right. Right today, marketers are drowning in technology, so getting the technology is not really the issue. It really is once you have the technology, how do you knit it together to optimize it? And to your point, Angela, you know, what does that closed loop look like? Because you've got to have it in order to be able to do this successfully. Well, let's go to some of our listeners and see if they have some questions. We have a question from Michelle. Hold on a minute. We'll get Michelle on the line with us. Hey, Michelle, this is Debbie Guy-Gish. What questions do you have?
Hi, Debbie. Yes, I just wanted to know, what is the key to getting, you know, my marketing team to adopt agile marketing? How do I make that happen?
That's a great question. I think that, you know, there's no one key to getting your team to adapt agile marketing. I think it's really, you've got to get everything in place to support it. So like we talked about, there's the tools that all have to be integrated together. There's the planning process. You have to have the right team and structure in place. You've got to have your metrics there. You've got to have a campaign execution process. So I think if I would, you know, pinpoint it to one key, I would have to say, just don't underestimate the amount of change that you have to have in place and give it time to work. You can't expect it to be an overnight process. You really have to get everything there. It's going to take some time. There are going to be iterations to it. Things aren't always going to work the first time, right? And people have to be okay with that, okay with things failing, and you know, you want to fail fast and fail forward.
Really like your example, Angela, and that I heard you say, but you didn't actually come out and say it, is that if you want to get your marketing team on board, you have to give them an environment where they can be successful. Something you don't have tools time to train. And you gave a great example of any number of things. We've got time for one more caller. Let's go to Eddie.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, Eddie. Yeah, we can hear you. What's Angela?
I wanted to ask, what is the biggest difference you see between agile marketing and traditional marketing?
Great question. I think I would say that Agile is much more customer-centric. So traditional marketing really comes from the standpoint of what do I as a company need to get across to my customers and how am I going to do that? Agile marketing is all about looking at your customer results and letting your customers drive what you're going to do next on your marketing plan. So that's a huge difference and a huge mind shift for most marketers and most executives to get past.
I think that's a great point. I mean, I think sometimes when people think about Agile, they think about more in terms of the technology because it's based on software principles. But a key characteristic of Agile marketing is setting up these always-on, continuous micro experiences with our clients. So I think that's a really, really great answer, whereas traditional a lot of times is really more about the big bang, the one gigantic campaign. It's all about one creative idea. But we live in a digital world that's always on, and that is a huge characteristic of Agile. So I think that's a great answer. Well, you know, it's amazing to me, Angela, that we've already been on the phone for 30 minutes. It's always such a pleasure to talk to experienced professionals like yourself. So thank you so much for being on the show and helping us think through if Agile is something that we want to do in our organizations and how do we convince our executives. So thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate the opportunity.
And everybody, remember, you can join us live for the shows and call in. We'd love to get your questions. And you can also download all of these fabulous interviews from iTunes, or you can listen from your computer at Blog Talk Radio. And everybody, thanks again. And remember, it is a great day to be a revenue marketer, and we'll see you again.